with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. is questioning claims of victory by Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro.
At a celebration with supporters, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is claiming victory in the presidential election. But Maduro's opposition is also claiming victory, saying that Edmundo Gonzalez won. While traveling in Tokyo, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken questions Maduro's claims of victory.
We have serious concerns that the result announced does not reflect the will or the votes of the Venezuelan people.
Venezuela's National Electoral Council, which is controlled by Maduro loyalists, earlier said Maduro had secured 51% of the vote to 44% for Gonzalez. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNews.com, Germany, Britain, and now the Netherlands have called on the citizens of that country to leave immediately as expectations grow there will be a major Israeli strike.
Israeli military commentators speculate that Israel could hit a major Hezbollah target deep inside Lebanon or Lebanese civilian infrastructure. But part of its calculation must be how Hezbollah, with its large arsenal of longer-range rockets, could then respond. As international diplomats urge restraint, local media have quoted an unnamed Israeli defense official as saying that Israel wants to hurt Hezbollah, but doesn't want to drag the Middle East into another all-out war.
That is Yolanda Nell reporting. Fire crews hoping cooler weather will help them get the upper hand on wildfires.
Fire officials say the Park Fire, the largest in California, is now 12% contained, but still threatening thousands of homes. The sound of firefighters on the ground trying to douse billowing flames in Forest Ranch, California.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn on Wall Street. The Dow reversing course is now down 110 points. This is SRN News. Nebraska's Supreme Court has upheld the state's 12-week abortion ban.
The state Supreme Court ruled that Nebraska's law banning abortion in the second and third trimesters of pregnancy is constitutional. The 12-week pro-life measure became law in May of 2023. The ACLU sued to overturn the law, which combined abortion restrictions with a measure about transgender health care. SBA Pro-Life America called the court's decision a, quote, victory for Nebraska's unborn children and their mothers. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A judge has ruled a Northern Virginia man is competent to stand trial after being arrested last year on suspicion he was about to embark on a mass shooting at a mega church. The federal judge set an October trial date for the man after holding a competency hearing in the case. Prosecutors say he intended to shoot congregation members of the Park Valley Church. This is SRN News. Former President Trump gave the keynote address at the Bitcoin conference in Nashville over the weekend, noting it takes large amounts of energy to create Bitcoins. He said if he's elected, the U.S. will expand its electrical capacity.
We'll be having power plants built at the sites. We'll be releasing people from certain ridiculous requirements. And we'll be using fossil fuel to make electricity because we're going to have to. We'll be using nuclear. We'll be doing it in an environmentally friendly way.
Mr. Trump has embraced Bitcoin technology in recent years. He wrote into the newly adopted Republican National Committee platform a declaration of support for the right to mine Bitcoin. Those are generated on computers, and it takes a lot of electricity. Also, the right to maintain custody of cryptocurrencies and digital assets. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.